Dunga Derby coming up first Thursday in August, mate.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. We've obviously been doing the fundraising that's required, and you have been getting a lot of help on the car from a very special guy named Jono from Jono's Mechanical.
That's right. 82 Lennox Street in Maryborough. 82 Lennox Street, Maryborough. If you want to get a great service, go and see the guys. Jono, have you still got the deal on the $99 deal?
We have.
$99 service. How good's that?
That's great. And to be honest, giving your business to a good bloke, I think, is always something that I want to do.
That's Australian. That's what you do in this country. And Jono's helped us out a heap with our vehicle.
Amazing.
So we started with a bomb. Basically, it was looking like we'd have to replace the engine. Jono's gone, you know what? Got a Forby. You guys can take this one. And we thanked him very much for it. He said, look, we've still got to do some things on it. So, Jono, you've been busy working on it, but there was a bit of a setback the other day. You ended up in hospital.
I did.
Crazy stuff. He thought he'd been bitten by a spider on his knee.
Jeez.
But it turns out you got something in your knee.
Yeah, I got a bit of golden stuff in the knee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so he's got a leg brace on. What did they say, 6 months for the leg brace?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. So it depends all on physio. So I'll start that next Monday. So.
And it was all from like a little piece of metal or something just getting in your leg?
Yeah, bit of metal with a bit of bacteria on it. And
it's crazy.
Nine nights in hospital and two lots of surgery.
So are you out of the woods now with the staff, mate?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
They pumped you full of antibiotics, didn't they?
They did, yeah. So every 4 hours on IV antibiotics.
You'd be like the cleanest guy in this region, weren't you?
Yeah, that's fully serious stuff when you get that. Like,
yeah.
I remember my dad had something similar to that, and they were, like, talking about amputating his arm and stuff.
It's nuts.
He was in his arm, like, yeah, so good to hear you're on the mend.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's back on the tools again. You can't stop this guy.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, it's great. You're like Iron Man at the moment. You got to see this leg brace. It's really cool. it's got these big joints on it, and it's almost like you made it yourself, Jono.
Yeah, I've oiled it a couple of times to make it free up a bit. But
you need to supercharge it. That's what you need to do. Now, mate, you have done a fair bit of work on the Forby. Can you tell us what's been happening lately?
All right, well, we've got new rotors and pads on it.
Yep.
Brand new shiny alloy radiator.
Beautiful.
Oiled the arm and re-greased all the bearings. Done a full service on it.
Wow.
Jono, are you pretty confident that this is going to serve us well for the Dunga?
It should go good. I'll jump in and drive to Melbourne tomorrow. So
There you go. Loving this. We're going to pick it up tomorrow and do all the paperwork and all the stuff you have to do because we've got scrutineering on the weekend. And we're going to take it to Ross and the guys, and they're going to be doing all the auto-lecky work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we'll talk more about them coming up as well. But, yeah, mate, look, thank you very much for all the work you've done so far. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a worry.
Jono's Mechanical, check those guys out, 82 Lennox Street in Maryborough. They are helping us for the Dunga, so why not help them out?